that ruling received condemnation from most countries in the hemisphere and virtually all of the multilateral institutions, including UNASUR, which usually favors Venezuela. And I think that, in turn, generated some divisions within Chavismo, and all of that gave the opposition a sense of opportunity, and I think it's really emboldened them.
Brazil and the head of the Organization of American States called on Monday for elections to restore democracy in Venezuela. How important will that be?
I think that's the key here. What's really behind all of this is the fact that Venezuela suspended a recall referendum that was in process last October. Regional elections have been suspended. And so that really makes this a new situation in which Venezuela no longer can be considered an electoral democracy. And I think that's what's really changed attitudes around the hemisphere and generated more international pressure. And that's what protesters are asking for, an electoral calendar and a respect for the elected National Assembly.
Well, so far, Mr. Maduro and, of course, Mr. Chavez before him have endured all of these protests. How serious is the threat to their rule?
This could be somewhat more serious, simply because I think it has more international support. Before this, it was domestic opposition claiming that Chavismo was undemocratic and in the region that didn't have that much support. Now I think it's the entire region seeing that this is a government that's sliding from electoral democracy into authoritarianism. There's a lot of concern, and so I think that's providing a bit more pressure than they've had before. So we'll see if this gets the government to budge.
Given that the elections are still a year off, how likely is Mr. Maduro to hang on to power?
I think he probably will get two elections in 2018. I think it's going to be virtually impossible for him to win fair elections. And so I think, and I'm not sure, even sure that he would want to stay in power. You know, I think it doesn't look good for Chavismo. It's going to be hard for people to forget what they've done to the economy and government and the repression that they're living now with these protests.